Vancouver to Parker.
Oh, Parker,
hello, would you please ring Rosewoods in the West Hall?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Just a minute. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Right.
I'm just waiting.
All right. Maybe you have.
Hi,
Rosie. Have you gotten any word about more calls?
Well, what's happened? Let's see. When Red Blunt called.
Red Blunt called.
He's between places. Governor Reagan, did you get him?
Yeah, we got him.
Got him. All right. Now, what is he saying? He's got a
Rocky. Did Rocky call?
I don't know whether Rocky.
You don't know
I
yet.
I can find that out.
Okay.
Because the calls went to two or three people. Chuck Colson called.
Uh-huh. Chuck Colson called?
Yeah, and he said that he and Patty had called all around. He didn't want to talk to the president.
He didn't want to bother you.
That what he wanted to tell
Colson him. Colson didn't. But he did want to tell you this.
That the president, tell the president that Patty and he had been calling.
Patty and he had been calling all their friends.
Around the country, what you would call the cross-section of the new majority.
Right.
There is no doubt the country is with him all the way.
And they say there's no doubt the country is with you all the way.
Yeah. And that even he talked to one of his law partners who for the first time in 25 years said, I really felt for him. He is a sincere man.
That's great. I'm telling you.
Our problem is, as I say, they're scattered tonight.
Yeah, there's so many different people taking the calls.
Yeah, but we'll work this out, because Steve and I have already talked about it. We're going to work it.
Good, for the future. Great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good. Well, that's interesting, Rosie. Thank you.
All right, honey.
Okay, bye.